time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 50, tonight cloudy with a low of 30. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne City Village Board met this week and heard lift stations continue to have issues. After repeated warnings to 7 residents in a problem area for flushing inappropriate items, a committee is anticipated to recommend a price increase for next month to offset additional costs for the sewer station. The park committee is considering changing park hours as well. The park has been closing at 10, but it could be changed to sunset to avoid more vandalism. Most damage has been done early in the morning, per the committee, and it will consider the hours and make a decision in the near future. In other matters, the board agreed to research ordinances to allow a structure made of 2 semis with a roof on Main Street. Chelsea Searchy said she wants to put a mental health care facility on the property, and she also aims to serve veterans with PTSD and offer equine therapy. Tisha Maxey spoke about a property line dispute, and the board agreed to investigate the issue. The problem centers on a dead tree in an alley, so it could either pay for removal or split the property ownership. The County Humane Society did not attend the meeting as anticipated, so no action was made on an animal control contract. No action will be taken until the society is able to attend. The board also approved the purchase of a new AC unit for $8,000. The unit comes with a 10-year warranty. More news next.
8 providers with 50 years combined experience, 6 locations. Wabash General Hospital makes it easy for you to choose your own care. Get award-winning orthopedic care when and where you need it with no referral necessary. Learn more about the Wabash General Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Team by calling Wabash General Hospital at 618-263-6400. Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people you love.
In other news, the Fairfield FFA team of Hunter Biggs, Camden Robbins, Logan Kreider, Jackson Combs, and Cody Wick took 3rd at the District Envirothon in Mount Vernon Tuesday. The team was recognized as the top one in Wayne County, the top wildlife knowledge team, and the top forestry knowledge team. A 2nd Fairfield team of Sawyer Jones, Miller Simpson, Devin Smothers, and Jacob McGuire placed 10th overall in the event. 2 Fairfield residents were booked in the Wayne County Jail recently. Fairfield police arrested 38-year-old Holly G. Bigley on a charge of domestic battery, and county deputies arrested 58-year-old Jerry L. Sorrells on charges of possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Both were held, pending the setting and posting of bond. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the activity and enforcement figures for the month of February. Troopers in District 19 recorded 850 incidents during the month. Enforcement activity consisted of 260 citations and 612 written warnings, including 102 speeding citations, 32 occupant restraint citations, 9 distracted driving citations, 12 criminal arrests, and 218 written warnings for speeding. Moreover, troopers issued 143 citations and 258 written warnings for Fatal 4 violations. These violations are most associated with fatal traffic crashes and include DUI, speeding, failure to wear a seatbelt, and distracted driving. Troopers also assisted 87 motorists, conducted 104 motor carrier safety inspections, and investigated 25 traffic crashes. There were no fatal traffic crashes investigated by District 19 last month. District 19 includes Wabash, Edwards, Wayne, White, Hamilton, Saline, and Gallatin counties. State Senator Darren Bailey has filed his paperwork in his run for the Republican nomination for Illinois governor. He and his running mate collected about 20,000 signatures, far exceeding the necessary 3,250. Monday was the first day to file petitions for local, state, and federal offices in the June primary. The final day to file is this coming Monday. Former State Senator Thomas Cullerton, a Democrat from Villa Park, pleaded guilty yesterday in a federal embezzlement case after a 2019 indictment. He resigned from his seat 2 weeks ago and admitted he improperly took more than $240,000 from the Teamsters labor union. He has agreed to pay nearly $250,000 in restitution, and a prosecutor said he could serve more than a year in prison. His sentencing has been set for June 21st. The Fairfield City Council met last night and held a public hearing for a potential business district. The idea would increase sales taxes by 1% in its boundaries on most purchases, and several people spoke at the hearing. Downtown merchants Christy Horning, Nicole Jordan, Marjorie Jordan, and Mark Turner spoke in favor of the idea, saying the city needs to do something to bring in additional funds to help with building upkeep, bring in more small businesses, and enhance the downtown area. Gary Carter and Cindy Grimes spoke against it. Carter said even a small tax increase would hurt his sales, and both said the current climate with gas prices and inflation does not lend itself to any tax increase. Sheila Zerlini was also against the idea, and she called on civic organizations and the community, along with TIF money, to help fund projects and upkeep. The council will vote on the matter at its next meeting. In the Fairfield City Council meeting proper, action began with the seating of Cody Atterbury on the council to replace Brett Cole as First Ward Alderman. Alderman Gary Moore motioned to seat Atterbury for Cole's unexpired term, and Alderman Dewey Eckleberry seconded. With a unanimous vote, Atterbury was sworn in by City Clerk Tina Hutchcraft. He lost the last election to Eckleberry in a very close race. Brad Young was appointed new lead man at the Water Distribution Department. He replaces Kevin Leonard, who moved to work at the cemetery. Aldermen also voted to authorize the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners to proceed with hiring 3 new police officers and to authorize testing to establish a new eligibility list. The city has 3 spots open in the State Police Academy this year. In other action, the council approved spending money for fireworks for Independence Day, with $10,000 provided by the city and $5,000 provided by the Recreation Fund. Corporate support is also a possibility, as organizers hope to make the holiday more of an event. Aldermen voted to support the city band with $7,000. The council approved a fuel lease and land agreement with Ag Monkey for work at the Fairfield Airport, and it also began the process of bringing city utility due dates in line with Wayne White. Several ordinances will have to be amended to facilitate that change. The council approved the seeking of bids for an influence screen at wastewater treatment. The anticipated cost could approach $350,000, but city engineers said it needs to be addressed. Alderman Tyler Lampley said equipment sales from the electric department would pay for the lion's share of the cost. He then spoke on funding for a water tower, saying bonding would likely be the path forward. Connor and Connor Engineering also spoke on the tower, saying initial plans were to demolish 2 tanks and associated pump stations before building a new tower. However, if the central tower ever needs to go out of service, it would cause a problem. With that in mind, only 1 tank and station will be demolished at the current time. The million-gallon tank by the golf course was set to be demolished, but it will now be retained. The new tower could still be placed next to that tank, or in the same general area. In his report last night, Fairfield Mayor Mike Dreith said he met with 3 water departments who buy bulk water from the city yesterday. Water rates in the Jasper, New Hope, and Boylston water districts will go up 7.5%, retroactive to January 1st, based on the Consumer Price Index. He also said landowners at 1302 Leninger Road, 900 Leroy, and 205 West 7th have been given until Friday to clean up properties. He said they've been given fair warning the city will not continue to stand by. Jerry Quindry continues to advise the city on restoring Lakeside and working on drainage problems. Mayor Dreith says the state conservationist, Ivan Dozier, is from Mill Shoals and is knowledgeable about the issues. In personnel matters, several people have shifted departments, and the city has posted a job in the water filtration plant. The city's natural gas hedging effort should save customers more than $3,000 in total this month, and the city will continue to watch the market, which has become incredibly volatile with events in Eastern Europe. The Edwards County High School Music Department will hold a full dinner theater event this month for the first time since 2019. Shows with dinner will take place on the 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th, and the 24th will be a show-only night. The theme is seasons, and tickets can be purchased for $20 by calling 445-2325. On dinner nights, the menu will include pork chops, cheesy hash brown casserole, green beans with bacon, dinner roll, and pudding parfait. The show is under the direction of Sarah Swordstrom, Jennifer Gawthorpe, and Gracie Greenwood. The IDPH reported 2 new cases of COVID-19 in Wayne, White, and Wabash counties yesterday. Richland County added 1, and Jefferson County added 4. Edwards, Hamilton, Clay, and Marion counties held steady, and Lawrence County saw its case total decrease on the state website. As a state, Illinois announced 1,055 new cases and 22 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 3,040,861 cases and 32,978 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 2.6% on the 5th, up from 2.5% on the 4th. Teachers and other school staff can take paid administrative leave if they contract COVID-19 under a bill passed by the Illinois House last week. Kim Howard has more.
The legislation is similar to one vetoed last year, but has one major change. Only teachers who have been vaccinated can take administrative leave instead of sick time. It's supported by Representative Katie Stewart of Collinsville.
We want teachers to be supported in their classrooms. Teachers want to be in their classrooms, and they want to be teaching kids every single day. And when they can't, due to something that's beyond their control, we have to support them with measures like these.
Representative Keith Wheeler of North Aurora argued against the measure, questioning why other frontline workers aren't getting the same flexibility.
Specifically, those who have to go to work every single day and have had situations where they either had a close contact, they had a false positive, and they were taken off work for a period of time, used up all their sick days, then began to use up all their vacation days, and we're not doing anything to address their concerns, to address their situations.
Others oppose what they call a vaccine mandate. The bill now heads to the Senate for a vote. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A pilot program where a law enforcement officer will accompany child welfare workers during high-risk home visits will be launched with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Jeff Bullard says it's important to understand frontline workers can find themselves in unstable situations that can turn dangerous.
Through the 3 decades of my career, I've worked many times with DCFS investigators and have seen and witnessed personally that they go into home environments to do their job. And most of these home environments have certain levels of risk in it, whether it's domestic violence or drug abuse or gang affiliation or just dysfunction that raises the level of risk. I mean, even something to the point where just the fact that an agent of government is in the home and someone has a very anti-government approach towards it and they don't want the government telling them how to raise their kids, this puts these investigators at continuing risk, and they have no tools, no means to protect themselves.
Two DCFS investigators have been killed in their work in the last 5 years, Deidre Silas in January and Pamela Knight in September 2017. That's the news. Area deaths next.
There's something about starting your day off with crispy chicken from McDonald's that feels like you're breaking the rules. Like you cheated and skipped right to the good stuff. But who doesn't love a good rule breaker?
Make your morning better with crispy, juicy, tender chicken today. And try our crispy chicken biscuit or crispy chicken McMuffin. Made with our crispy, juicy, tender chicken patty. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Currently in Fairfield, it's 33 degrees. Time now for the Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative. Located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 33,398. That's up 765. The NASDAQ is at 13,250. Up 455. The current price of crude oil is $116.70 per barrel. That's down one nickel since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 65-year-old Fairfield resident Stephen R. Evitz died on Tuesday. Stephen Evitz is survived by his wife Carol, children Steve, Andy, John, Michelle, Stephanie, and Myra, 3 siblings, and 7 grandchildren. Services with military honors will be Thursday at 11 at Maple Hill Cemetery. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old McLeansboro resident Gene Kenneth Endicott died on January 9th. Gene Endicott is survived by his wife Joanne, children Dennis and Carol, and 4 grandchildren. Private services were held. Harry Funeral Home was in charge of arrangements. 59-year-old Albion resident Beverly J. Vallette died on March 1st. Services will be Thursday at 11 at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 9 to service time. 74-year-old Omaha resident Olin Owen Smith died on February 24th. Services will be Saturday at 11 at Stendebach Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. 66-year-old Fairfield resident Rhonda M. Owen died on February 27th. Services will be Saturday at noon at the First Christian Church. Visitation will be from 10 to service time. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, I earn real cash just for buying my gas. Crazy, right?
What's the catch?
No catch. Just buy your gas using the GetUpside app and get paid cash.
Easiest decision I've made in a long time. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SMART to earn 25 cents a gallon or more cash back on your first tank. That's code SMART.
It's time for a Wednesday check of sports. Junior high volleyball from last night. Sisney defeats Flora 25-17, 25-0. Sisney won the JV match 2-0. Flora took the C match 2-0. Cavaliers over the Pacers 127-124 in the NBA. Elsewhere, it was the Nets over the Hornets 132-121. Suns 102, Magic 99. Grizzlies 132, Pelicans 111. Bucks beat the Thunder 142-115. And the Warriors top the Clippers 112-97. In the NHL, Senators over the Blues 4-1. Blackhawks beat up on the Ducks 8-3. Devils 5, Avalanche 2. Flyers over the Golden Knights 2-1. Panthers 4, Penguins 3. Maple Leafs over the Kraken 6-4. Coyotes beat the Red Wings 9-2. Predators edge the Stars 2-1. Wild get by the Rangers 5-2. Jets over the Lightning 7-4. And the Capitals beat the Flames 5-4. Major League Baseball and the Players Association are still in talks as the lockout continues. According to USA Today, talks have progressed, but the league is still hoping to institute an international draft and will eliminate draft pick compensation for free agents. The two sides still haven't been able to agree on a 14-team format for the postseason, as players favor a 5-game initial series and ghost wins for division winners. The next deadline is set for this afternoon before another week of games are canceled. The Big Ten Conference has announced its men's basketball all-conference teams and individual award winners for the 2021-22 season. First-team members include Kofi Coburn of Illinois, Johnny Davis of Wisconsin, Keegan Murray of Iowa, E.J. Liddell of Ohio State, and Jaden Ivey of Purdue. Trent Frazier of Illinois was named to the second team, Alfonso Plumber of Illinois to the third team. Frazier was also named to the All-Defensive Team, and Jacob Granderson was named a Sportsmanship Award honoree. Here's your schedule for today in college basketball. The Big Ten Tournament gets underway in Indianapolis with a pair of games. Northwestern takes on Nebraska, and Penn State plays Minnesota. In the NBA, Bulls at the Pistons, Celtics at the Hornets, Suns at the Heat, Hawks at the Bucks, Lakers at the Rockets, Thunder at the Timberwolves, Magic at the Pelicans, Knicks at the Mavericks, Raptors at the Spurs, Trailblazers at the Jazz, Nuggets at the Kings, and the Wizards at the Clippers. In the NHL, Capitals at the Oilers and the Canadiens at the Canucks. That is a Wednesday check of sports.
I'm Drew Bronson, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, partly sunny with a high near 50. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 51. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Friday, a slight chance of rain and snow, cloudy with a high near 40. Friday night, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low of 14. Saturday, sunny with a high near 29. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 19.